That's awesome. I want to speak with you for a few moments this morning about a lady that has a special place in my heart. As I read God's Word, I come across characters, individuals, and some of them really stand out. And the lady that we're talking about today, she has that special place in my heart. I can almost feel her feelings, and it touches way down deep. You find the story in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. Are the ones that I'm going to be sharing on. But think about her. Think about her family as we read. Leaving the place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer her a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying after us." He answered to her, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And your daughter was healed at that moment. I have to ask, take a moment and think about it. You probably don't have to, but think about it. Does anybody that's watching right now have a need in your life? Is there any needs that you might have? I suspect that most of you hearing my voice today have more than one. You have many needs, many difficulties. In fact, I would even go a little step further and say that most people, most of you, have several major needs in your lives, and you really don't know how they're going to be met. Some of you are looking at devastating family problems. Some are probably looking at financial difficulty during this time. Some are looking at problems with children or a child. Some are looking at disease and wondering what lays ahead for you. Some of you might be looking at parents and then beginning to realize that they're not going to be here forever. Some are looking at their own heart, their own soul, and they're realizing that they're lost and hopeless. I could literally go on and on and on all day long and not exhaust the problems that people are facing today. So in the midst of your problems, you need somebody to help. You need answers, and you need somebody to come alongside of you. You need someone that you can turn to for a solution. You need God to work in your life. Some right now need God to intervene. This woman comes to the Lord. And as she does so, she's not asking for all of her needs, the whole loaf, to be met. All she's asking for is one little crumb. Just a crumb that falls from the master's table. You see, she knows that God could, but she's not asking for every burden to be lifted. She's not asking for every mountain to be moved. Just the highest one. Maybe you don't need the whole loaf, but you do need a crumb that falls from the master's table. See, this lady knew that a crumb was better than nothing. I want you to get something out of this today, something special. I want you to know that there's hope for your situation. I want you to know that there's an answer for your need. No matter what you think you might need today, God holds the key to what you do need. I want you to take this text and the plight of this poor woman, and I want to share a few thoughts with you. I want to just teach for a moment about a crumb from his hand and how it's more than enough. So let's examine this together and find out what that means for our personal needs. This woman came with a petition. She was petitioning Jesus for help. We read it in the 22nd verse of the 15th chapter of Matthew. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." There was a reason that she came. This woman came to Jesus because she was concerned about her daughter. The child was demon-possessed and probably acting out in violent and angry ways. This lady needed help. She had probably exhausted everything that she knew to do. Everything at her disposal had been invested. So there was a reason that she cried out to Jesus. That word cried, it speaks of one who is crying out loudly and weeping and shouting with sobs to another. This woman was following Jesus and his disciples, and she was shouting to them because she needed help. She was frantic. Why? Because she was heartbroken over the condition of her child. And she was determined to get her child some much needed help. She knew that no one in their society or their area could help, but she was crying out to Jesus and his disciples. And there was a reason that she called to them. In recording this event, this same event, Mark cast a little different picture on it. In Mark chapter 7, verse 25, he says, "This woman had heard of him." She had heard of Jesus. Perhaps she had heard how Jesus had healed all manner of diseases. Perhaps she had heard how he had opened the eyes of the blind or unstopped the ears of the deaf. Maybe she had heard about he had driven demons from other people. She may have even heard how Jesus went over to the country of the Gadarenes and had delivered a man who was possessed by a legion of devils. And she might have said to herself, if he can deliver that man from a legion of demons, surely he can deliver my daughter from the grip of one devil. So this woman came because faith and hope had been sparked in her heart. It might have been a couple of years since there was any ray of hope. It may have been a couple of years since there had been any faith that anything could be done. She needed something that society couldn't provide. She needed something that the synagogue could not provide. You may be at your wit's end over some situation in your life right now, and you need help. Perhaps you've exhausted every means at your disposal. Now you don't know where to turn for help. Maybe what you really need right now is Jesus. Or maybe what you need is restoration and forgiveness personally from Him. Whatever the need in your life, whatever you might need today, you should take lessons from this woman and get to Jesus right away. He's only a whisper away. Regardless of what you're facing in your life, the answer will be found in Him. He can move mountains. He can meet your need. He can save your soul. He can forgive your sins. He can touch your loved ones. You name it, He can do it. And He's shown that He can. But you have to get to Him. You have to trust Him and you have to believe Him. You have to not be afraid to call upon Him. He invites you to come. He says, come unto me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You don't have to bear your burden alone. Bring it to Jesus because He cares. And He can help. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 says, let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we might receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So you can come this morning with confidence, calling upon Him, believing Him for the answer. This woman was persistent. Matthew chapter 15, verses 23 through 27 says, Jesus did not answer her a word. He did not say anything. She was crying out and she said, oh, Lord, Son of David, I need help. It was almost like He was ignoring her. So His disciples came to Him and urged Him, send her away, for she's crying after us. So He turned to her and He said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him and said, Lord, please help me. He said in response, it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. I love her spirit. She said, yes, it is. Because even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. This woman comes to Jesus for help. And when she doesn't get response to her need, she stays after Jesus. She keeps calling on him. She keeps going to him. She keeps kneeling in front of him and giving him worship until she gets what she wants. You see, there's often obstacles to faith. To see that her need was met and that her daughter was healed, this woman had to overcome those obstacles. You too will have to overcome obstacles in your avenue and pathway of faith. As you walk with him, as you call upon him, there's a myriad of things that'll be thrown in front of you. Doubts and fears and difficulties. And you'll have to overcome all those obstacles. It seems like this lady met resistance at every turn. She had a request. She had a need. She was crying out with everything that she had. And it seemed like every door was being closed. Yet she persisted. She continued to knock on the doors. She continued to wiggle the latches. She was intent on reaching her goal. Let's examine some of the obstacles that she faced and some of the things she overcame by faith. She had to overcome race. Yeah, that was a difficult thing. Verse 21 says that this was a woman that was from Tyre and Sidon. Verse 22 says that she was a Canaanite. So this begins to draw a picture of this mother, this lady that was fighting to get help for her daughter. First, she was described as a cursed people. She was from Tyre and Sidon. See, when Joshua led the people of Israel into Canaan, they had been commanded to totally destroy the Canaanites in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 2. She was a member of that doomed society. Secondly, she was from a region that was known for its vileness in religious practices. They worshiped all kinds of false gods. And they did all kinds of untold rituals during those worship times. So this woman stepping up had two strikes against her from the very start. She was from a cursed society and she was from a doomed race. But she overcame that. She had to, number two, overcome religion. She came to Jesus and she called out to him. And she said, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. Here she was, a Gentile from a cursed people, from a doomed race. And she was calling upon the Jewish Messiah. And she was calling on him in a messianic way. She had no right to come to Jesus through the door of Judaism. She was a Gentile. That's why she received the response that she did. Jesus did not answer that call. He said not a word in response. She, being a Gentile, was calling upon him who was the Messiah of the Jews. He didn't answer her. When the disciples see and they hear this Gentile woman calling on their Messiah, they react by telling Jesus, send her away. Get rid of her. Shut her down. Shut her up. The disciples wanted nothing to do with this woman. She was out of line. She had no right doing that. She was not one of their people. In their eyes, she was different. And because of that, that was enough to justify them not even caring about her. It's a sad commentary. I realize that. But she overcame all that. She overcame rejection. As Jesus speaks to this woman, his words appear very harsh to us. We don't understand the society that all of this was taking place in. And his words to her seem so rash, so harsh, so demeaning. His words may have shaken her to her very core. His words probably broke her heart. See, first he just ignores her. And it's as if he turns an indifferent ear to her cries and just lets them fall on deafness. And then he breaks the news to her that the reason that he came to earth, the reason he's even in this world, is to reach the lost sheep of Israel. So in other words, he was looking at her and saying, I'm not for you, I'm for them. I'm here. My mission is to reach the lost sheep of Israel. And she persisted even through that. And Jesus tells her that she's a dog. She does not deserve the children's bread. The disciples rejected her, and now it appears like Jesus was rejecting her also. Rejection is something that's very, very difficult for people to take. I don't know, maybe you've been in that situation where you've been totally rejected. That's hard. That's difficult. This mother faced that. She was needing help for her daughter. And she was willing to run the gamut to get it. And here was thrown in her face rejection after rejection after rejection. And it must have pierced to the very depth of her being. But she wasn't giving up. She had to overcome reality also. I mean, sometimes we have to face reality. And the realities of her situation was extremely harsh. Her daughter was possessed by a devil. That's a reality. She was a member of a doomed race. That was a reality. These religious men did not seem to care about her situation at all. That was a reality. It must have appeared to her that her situation was absolutely hopeless. But she'd already discovered what hopeless was. Over time of this possession of her daughter, she had run against one hopeless thing after another. She was acquainted with hopelessness. And now it seems like she's in another hopeless situation. Some of you watching right now, you're looking at some of the same barriers, same difficulties in your life. You might be lost and you know you need Jesus, but you just feel like you have no right to even call on Him, to even come to Him. You know that you're doomed without Him. You've discovered that mere religion doesn't work. That it's very hollow. You can't depend on it. You've experienced the rejection of religious people that are around you, or perhaps even friends or family. Yet, you still want to see your life change. You want to see things turn for the good in your life. Let me tell you something this morning. You can come to Jesus. You've come to the right place. Because all I have for you, the only answer I have for you, is Jesus and His love. He will see you all the way through to the very end. If you come to Him, He will not turn you away. He will not reject you. John chapter 6 verse 37 says, "Those that the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them." Perhaps you've been praying, you've been seeking God about those things that are troubling your heart. You've been wanting an answer and you've been reaching out. You've cried out to Him and you've asked Him to do this or that. And it seems that there's just been no answers. Sometimes it feels like the ceiling has turned to brass and you can't get through it. And you're at a point where you feel like giving up. I encourage you today, don't go there. You don't have to give up. God's silence is not an indication of God's unwillingness to meet your need. God's silence serves to test our faith. Sometimes it serves to remind us that he operates on a different schedule than we do. What obstacles are you facing today trying to get to Jesus? My encouragement to you is persist in seeking the Lord, because in his time, you will see every barrier fall. Every obstacle will crumble. Your faith will not be defined by what you receive from God or when you receive it. But your faith will be defined by what it takes to stop you from getting to God. If some little obstacle, if some little difficulty can stop you, it will. And that will define your faith as little faith. My question is, what's stopping you? What's hindering you from getting to him? I encourage you, come to him. Reach out to him. Call upon him today. There's help in the name of Jesus. If you don't know him, today's a good day. If you're struggling trying to make it through, today can be a day of victory. And it's all for you. Next Sunday's going to be Mother's Day, and I'm going to finish this message about this mother. But today is about you. Won't you call on him one more time? Won't you open yourself up to him one more time? Won't you bring that burden, that need, that hurt, that difficult, and lay it at his feet one more time? And just let him have it. He loves you with an undying love. He climbed a cross and allowed himself to be nailed there for you, for me. One more time. Will you call out? Say, Jesus, I need your help. I didn't get saved until I was 27. There's things back there that I'm not proud of. He forgave them. Everyone. I didn't think I was worthy. But he showed me I was. And you are too. I don't care how low you've gone. He can reach you, and he can forgive you, and he can change your life. And today could be your day. Mama, bring that need of that child, and don't be hesitant to lay it before him. Pray with me right now. Father, we step before your throne of grace in the name of your Son, Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. And Jesus, we ask that you would grant us forgiveness, that you would reach out to us right now as we reach out to you. You hear every heart that cries out. You see every need that's laid at your feet. I'm asking that you would meet the need, that you would respond to the cry. That one that is so desperate, would you just put your arms around them and would you hug them to yourself the way you did me? Give your love. Give your care. Give yourself to each and every one that's calling upon you right now. And we'll thank you for it. In your awesome name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you called out on Jesus, would you just drop me a note and let me know? If you touched you special today, please let me know. You can go on our website, find the addresses there. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for being with us today. Let this be a great week. Plan something special for Mom for next week. I'll see you then. Thank you.